Saint Martin of Tours, while praying in his monastery cell, was confronted by a radiant figure in gorgeous array, claiming to be the Christ. "I do not see the prints of the nails," he said, whereupon the figure vanished, and Saint Martin knew that he had been visited by the evil one. Good Friday. The darkest and most terrible day of the year, the death of Jesus. God in Jesus Christ came into the world as a human being, and all human beings die. Jesus was no exception. When he was born as a human child, his death was assured. God came to us in Jesus and experienced death for us. The veil of the temple was torn in two. There were earthquakes. The universe shuddered. God in Christ died, and nobody knew about Easter. God's death in Christ Jesus made all the difference in our own deaths. Our own Good Friday may be as terrible as that one over 2,000 years ago, but ultimately, in ways we cannot yet understand, we, too, will live, and more fully than we ever do in our ordinary human lives. Good Friday means God's Friday. God, for love of us, chose to die. The crucifixion of Christ tells us that the universe is not ruled primarily by justice, but by mercy. The event of the cross is the culmination of the inbreaking of the saving act of God in Jesus Christ, the culmination of the movement of God toward humankind. The cross itself is a symbol of contradiction, calling us to recognize that the heart of human experience is neither consistency nor chaos, but contradiction. The very structure of the cross symbolizes these contradictions. Its arms reach left and right, up and down, signifying the way life pulls us between the conflicting claims of person against person, the conflicting claims of life human and life divine. And yet, the arms of the cross converge at the center, symbolizing the way in which God can act in our lives to overcome conflict, to unify the opposition, to contradict the contradictions. The vertical and horizontal axes of the cross are not only intersecting, but also clashing. We understand the cross to be both an instrument of shameful and humiliating torture and a sign of God's saving love for all God's children. And we are thus reminded that the shape of Christian spirituality in its most authentic form is cruciform, cross-shaped. The last words of Jesus are, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Jesus thus takes unto himself the rebellion he has come to heal, the absolute giving of himself for our sake. And in the darkness of the shadow of death, he experiences the agony of separation from God. God in Jesus Christ suffers. We worship a God who is acquainted with suffering, who understands suffering, our suffering. Our search for God, our journey with Christ, will involve experiences of darkness, abandonment, and alienation. And at these moments in our journey, we can recall the experience of Christ on the cross. The image of God in Jesus Christ as one who suffered is important in our understanding of the power of the cross. For abandonment of God by God lets us know that in striving to enter and transform evil, apparent failure and abandonment are part of the Christian experience of growth. A Christian spiritual life, then, both finds its source in the cross and also involves a sharing in the cross. And this involves the sharing of pain and anguish. Sometimes we are privileged, yes, privileged, to share in a very intense way the alienation from God and the darkness which covered the earth at the crucifixion. The cross of Christ is not a problem to be understood, but a mystery into which we enter. In a sense, the whole of Christian life is an experience of being plunged inwards to a deep, to increasingly simple and silent way of praying, with a strong sense of dwelling within the love of God and within the mystery of the Passion. The way to wholeness is inevitably intertwined in the way through the cross, being saved through the cross, not from it. Therefore, to believe in the cross of Christ, to accept it as a saving work of Christ, is thus to make the cross of Christ our own. For us to participate in the sacrificial life and death of Jesus Christ is to live already in God's kingdom. This is the essence of the Christian message, the heart of the good news, and it is why the cross has become the primary Christian symbol. The cross is the place where such a mighty heart was broken that the healing power of God could flow through it into a sick and broken world. It was for this reason that of all the possible words our church fathers and mothers could have used to describe the day of Jesus' death, the word they settled on was good. Good Friday. Amen.